that imperishable wood that doesn't rot. Before the inland sea, the valley must have been a forest. And those things had happened right under our feet. And it seemed to me sometimes at night that I could feel both the sea and the redwood forest before it. On the wide, level acres of the valley, the topsoil lay deep and fertile. It required only a rich winter of rain to make it break forth in grass and flowers. The spring flowers in a wet year were unbelievable. The whole valley floor, and the foothills too, would be carpeted with lupins and poppies. Once a woman told me that colored flowers would seem more bright if you added a few white flowers to give the colors definition. Every petal of a blue lupin is edged with white, so that a field of lupins is more blue than you can imagine. And mixed with these were splashes of California poppies. These, too, are of a burning color, not orange, not gold, but if pure gold were liquid and could raise a cream, that golden cream might be like the color of the poppies. When their season was over, the yellow mustard came up and grew to a great height. When my grandfather came into the valley, the mustard was so tall that a man on horseback showed only his head above the yellow flowers. On the uplands, the grass would be strewn with buttercups,